And for harmonizing, selecting chords for the bridge, you could either just stick in the original key that you're in, but maybe try new chords, or at least a new order of chords that you've already used. Or you could go to a neighboring key. Right now we've only discussed the key of C and G, but G is a neighboring key. What I mean by neighboring key, I'll explain some other day. Well, I'll explain it now. C has no sharps or flats, so that's zero sharps or flats. F only has one sharp, the F sharp, so that's only one sharp, so it's very near to C. Every key has a different number of sharps and flats, which is a story for another day. So you could keep the same key and just look for chords out inside it that you haven't used yet, or you could go to a neighboring key like the key of G, and then have your bridge in a different key. That would be cool too. So I look forward to seeing what you come up with.